Libyan rebels are looking for all the help they can get to handle Muammar Gaddafi's army, but they could also use some help in their media campaign. The rebels' public relations efforts have highlighted the humanitarian crisis in Misrata. Since the beginning of the uprising in Libya, rebels have used Facebook, Twitter, and a network of Western-educated English speakers to reach out to the international media. As the World's Ben Gilbert reports, that's helped promote their cause, but it hasn't been easy.
When the foreign press first entered eastern Libya in late February, they were greeted as liberators. In Benghazi, a massive crowd of demonstrators chanted CNN, CNN, as the first Western television crew filmed from the top of a nearby building. Now, nearly 2 months later, the same burned-out building houses the rebels' press center. Here, journalists can find free internet access, pamphlets outlining the rebel government structure, and helpful volunteers. Isha F. Taita is one of the rebels' volunteer press coordinators. Raised in Canada, the 23-year-old returned to Libya last year to teach English in Benghazi. Now she's one of the first people that thousands of foreign journalists meet when they arrive in the de facto rebel capital.
We release the press passes. We register whoever comes in because officially you guys aren't in Libya because you guys have no stamp. Just to be sure, with safety and security procedures, we try to get translators and drivers together with the actual press.
Many of those drivers and translators are also volunteers, but a journalist has to be careful. The volunteers are nearly all pro-revolution, making objective coverage difficult. But this is not Gaddafi's Tripoli, and journalists are free to explore on their own, sometimes to the rebels' detriment. F. Taita says the goal is to show journalists that the rebel government, the Revolutionary Transitional National Council, is actually in charge of what's happening in eastern Libya and on the front lines.
What we're trying to do with the media is to show that the council is connected to even the lowest ranks of whatever we're doing right now, more or less.
It's not easy. As the rebel media campaign has sought to cater to the press, it's also found itself on a steep learning curve. On a field trip to visit captured Gaddafi forces in Benghazi, the rebel media minders received a call from an agitated Human Rights Watch staffer named Peter Bocart. He told the rebels they were in violation of the Geneva Conventions by marching prisoners of war before the press. When the minders tried to shut the tour down, they then drew the ire of dozens of angry journalists.
Who is Peter? Does he have an authority over the Transitional Council?
No, he does not.
Of course.
But we respect the human rights. We are not like Gaddafi, okay?
Eventually, the journalists won and were brought into the prison to see the prisoners. But the event was anything but informative, as a gaggle of journalists wielding TV cameras and microphones surrounded a dozen weary men. Rebels in camouflage fatigues also launched questions at the prisoners. The rebels' pressmen, in suit jackets, translated for a captured brigadier general named Mohammed Aladdin Hamesh.
I asked him, and he concluded the question as well, how was the treatment? Is this against your will to give any information to the media? He said, no, I am willing to give the information, and it's not against my will, and the treatment is perfect. I have not been treated bad. And this guy even said, are you just saying this in front of the media? He said, no, I'm saying this because of my saying.
Mustafa Gariani hopes to avoid embarrassing episodes like this in the future. He says most of the rebels' PR footwork is done by him, a teacher at a dental school, and an agricultural engineer.
We found ourselves in this position because of need more than anything else. And in Libya, in this revolution, everybody volunteered with whatever they can. Some picked up the gun and some picked up the microphone. And we found ourselves into the press. We didn't really know much about it. We're still learning.
Gariani is a U.S. citizen and calls Fenton, Michigan, home. He happened to be on a visit back to Libya in February when the revolution erupted. His only experience with media before this was during a run for the local school board.
And I lost. Right,
you lost, the campaign?
Of course. But I think it was fun. It's you experience democracy at its best when you try to do something like that. And we hope we'll have the same in this country.
Not a bad effort at linking American democracy and the Libyan rebel cause. The rebels have also used Twitter, Facebook, and other social media to lobby both the media and Western governments, and they've gotten a little outside help. The Transitional Council has hired at least one Western public relations consultant to come to Benghazi in the hopes he can help them hone their message. For The World, I'm Ben Gilbert.